my brothers and sisters in Christ, it gives me great joy to be in this holy place today, especially on a day like this, which the whole world is celebrating the birth of our Redeemer, our Savior, our Lord, our King. Sometimes people think, well, it's just a celebration of something that happened 2,000 years ago. Is that the principal reason we celebrate Christmas? Well, the liturgy would point us to the fact that it's not just about Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but Jesus is born today. So when you listen to the liturgy, the words emphasize today in Bethlehem. Today is born for us a son, the son of David. Today he's born because today the Lord is born in our lives, in our heart. Today he's born. It's not just about, well, we are commemorating something that took place ago, so it's like we're celebrating a birthday. No, we're celebrating birth of our dearest Lord today. Maybe the image of an expectant mother will point us in a good direction today. Someone who is expecting a child, what do they do? Of course, all of us came from a family. Whether you are a mother or a husband or even a child yourself or children, we all came from a family. And we have all experienced the human condition of expecting someone, a newborn, into the family. What do? Sometimes we wait with joy, sometimes with anxiety, sometimes we wonder what this newborn will become. It's the same perspective that Holy Mother Church wants us to have on this day, which we are celebrating the birth of our dearest Lord. Mary wouldn't have even imagined that his son, Jesus Christ, will be born in this humble way. She wouldn't have imagined that the very child which the angel told her about, that is going to be the light in the midst of darkness, is going to be salvation of the world. She wouldn't have even imagined that when this child is born, that he will be born in a manger. Most of us that know what a manger is, just a little box that, you know, the cattle, you know, and other animals can just feed on. They eat from there. That was where our Savior, that was where Jesus was born. Joseph wouldn't have even imagined in his wildest dream that this Son of God, which the angel told him about, which the angel convinced him to believe, would be born in this way. He would have been thinking to himself on the way to Bethlehem that, well, there is going to be an end for my child to be born. Would have been thinking to himself, yes, of course, he is going to be the Savior of the world. So there will be provisions and people would welcome him. But no, it wasn't that way. So what does that bring to mind? When I was reflecting on this, my brothers and sisters in Christ, what came to mind was that during Christmas, the challenge is to center in the glitters of the season, in the beauty and, you know, decorations and everything, but forgetting the message which our Lord himself is trying to express to us, the message of humility. So let us pray that God will direct us more into what our Lord did. He wasn't born in the palace. He would have done that if he wanted to. But there is a reason why he allowed himself to be found in such way. As Bishop Sheehan would say, that the creator of the universe entered into his own world through the back door. There is a reason for that. It's because he's trying to express to us the humility, the self-emptiness, as we often say in theology, kenosis, the self-emptiness taking the form not just as a servant, but as a slave. The self-emptiness in Jesus because of love. For God so loved the world, that is you and I, that he humbled himself and became like one of us. So that each time we are tempted to think that we are everything, then we will always go back to that humble beginning of our Lord. As I mentioned last Sunday, he allowed himself to be enclosed in that tabernacle, but yet is the creator of the universe. Everything that exists came to be because of him, but he allowed himself to be held by his own creation, his creatures, you and I. He allowed himself to seek love from just mere human beings like you and I. My brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is born today. Jesus desired to be in our heart, to dwell in us. Jesus desires to journey with us. Jesus is here because of love. Jesus is here because he so much desired to journey with us. When we look at all the readings throughout the Advent season, that's what we come to know. Because we see, whether it be Jesus calling Abraham, whether it be Jesus working those miracles for his people in the desert, whether by clouds or by fire, whether it's Jesus bringing to life that which was dead. All this, he wanted to come to the point where we can just look at all the history of his people and say, well, I think I can trust him. I think I can believe in him. We heard today in Hebrews that today God has spoken to us. God has spoken just one word, and that word is his son lying in the manger. Brothers and sisters, let us pray at this Mass, that as we draw near to him, that he may open the wisdom, the eyes of our understanding to contemplate, to reflect on this humility, to contemplate on this abundance of love which he has for you and I, so that when we live, we will continue to live in his love.